So here are my thoughts on what to expect from the manufacturers this season. First of all, I'm going to start off with Mercedes, who have been ominously quick so far this year, with Rosberg's best lap time in Barcelona being 0.3 seconds faster than the Williams of Z's best time, which was set by Valtteri Bottas. Now, what needs to be bared in mind is that Bottas had the super soft tyres on, whereas Rosberg only had the soft tyres on. So it stands to pretty good reason that Mercedes are going to be about a second and a lap faster than everyone else. I think it's going to be quite interesting this season, and hopefully Rosberg can overcome Hamilton this year. The next team I'm going to mention is Williams, who have been very quick again this year and look to have a very good car. It's got the same engine as the Mercedes, and I think they will be definitely up there this season for sure, with Bottas probably getting the better over Massa as the course of over the course of the season. The next team I'm going to talk about is Red Bull, who have two very quick young drivers in Ricciardo and Kvyat. Ricciardo managed to win three races last year in a car which covered very little mileage during testing, so it stands to reason that the chassis should be pretty well sorted again this year. However, there are still question marks over the Renault engine and whether it's actually any good or not. The next team I want to talk about is Ferrari, who made a major coup over the winter by signing Sebastian Vettel. This looks to be quite an interesting move because the new car for this season looks to be a lot better than the old one of last year, which means that hopefully Raikkonen should be a bit further up the table. The next team I want to talk about is going to be Toro Rosso, who made history by signing the youngest driver in the history of Formula One for a race seat in Max Verstappen, who's just 17 years old. He doesn't even have a driving license, he's that young, alongside Carlos Sainz Jr. The car looks pretty neat, pretty tidy, and it should be pretty consistent. Although then again, it does have the same Renault engine as the Red Bull. But hopefully they can make the most of what they've got and pick up some good points. Next up is Lotus, who again have the talent of Grosjean and the financial backing of Maldonado. They also for this year have the Mercedes engine, which looks to be pretty good for them. However, there were problems with the car last year with the underlying design of the chassis, and although it's far better than last year's, it still looked a little bit edgy out on track. The next team I'm going to mention is Force India, who's, well, they've had money problems, allegedly, and this led to their new car being not actually seeing track until the third and final test at Barcelona, where Hülkenberg and Perez managed to put in quite a few miles on it. Making a fair and accurate prediction as to how well they do seems a little bit unfair then. And the same thing would apply to McLaren Honda, who, and yes, the Honda engine has been really quite unreliable, but then again, they are only suffering the same issues which everyone else suffered last year. And I think it's only fair to assume that they have a good chassis and aero package thanks to the design handiwork of Peter Promaggiore from Red Bull. But as for the engine, I think it's going to be a learning curve this year for them. The final team is Manor, who have risen like the proverbial phoenix from the ashes with 2014 Ferrari engines, Will Stevens, and an interim car for the time being, which only passed its crash test yesterday at the time of me recording this. If they qualify in Melbourne, it would be very good for them. It will be a very good story. However, there are part of me thinks that they may struggle due to the lack of power and the fact that everyone's designs have come a long way since last year. The last team I actually forgot was Sauber, and Yes, they've got the Ferrari engine, and yes, they did set some quick times in testing, but part of me thinks that it's kind of like what Prost were doing in 2000 and 2001, setting very quick testing times to try and lure potential sponsors in, only for the car to be not as quick as hoped during the races. They also have two pay drivers in the car, in Marcus Ericsson and Felipe Nasr, hence the thankful colour change from boring grey to the blue and yellow of Nasr's main sponsor, Banco do Brasil. I think this year will be another struggle for the team, and who knows if this could be their last.